This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Cody Bellinger, game changer. Steph Curry, game changer. Those were two of the stars on Tuesday night across the sports world. And today, SBJ's Game Changers event returns with a star-studded lineup at the New York Marriott Marquis, followed by a celebration honoring this year's top women across sports business. Featured speakers include U.S. Soccer President Cindy Parlow-Cohn and former Vanderbilt soccer/football player Sarah Fuller. Also on the docket is a discussion with PepsiCo and the NFL as the league takes its Super Bowl halftime show sponsorship rights to market. Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 20th, and this is your Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Drive by DraftKings, a venture capital firm that invests in companies in sports, tech, and entertainment, this morning announced its first venture fund of $60 million with commitments from some of the biggest names in sports. Investors in the fund include the Kraft Group, the Cowboys Joneses family, along with MSG Sports and Arctos Sports Partners. The round was raised in 6 months, and the fund is oversubscribed by 20%. Additionally, Drive unveiled its All-Star Network, a 9-person advisory group that includes MLB exec Theo Epstein, Red Sox president and CEO Sam Kennedy, and our esports CEO Andy Miller, and NWSL Angel City co-founder and president Julie Ehrman. Drive was founded in 2019 with investment from DraftKings and three prominent VC firms. Its portfolio currently includes 13 companies, several of whom have been able to scale up operations, including Whoop, Cardless, and Pickup. Buzzr, the live sports content mobile platform, officially launches today. It has content deals with the NHL, the PGA Tour, the WNBA, and the NBA. Beginning today, people who want to use the app can download it for free in the App Store on both iPhone and Android. Buzzr's official launch is tied to the start of NBA League Pass. It was launched in 2020 by former Twitter head of live sports rights acquisitions, Bo Hahn, and targets Gen Z and millennial consumers by providing short-form live content that can be purchased through micropayments. Investors in the platform include NBA players Devin Booker and LaMelo Ball, WNBA's Sabrina Ionescu, among others. Battered almost as much by COVID as the beleaguered travel and leisure industries, sports licensing is now trying to adjust to a new nightmarish new normal, according to our Terry Lefton. A business which evolved into one largely dependent on at-once manufacturing and shipping is now one in which logistics are a great unknown. The NBA tipped off last night with a new game ball from Wilson, a new rights holder after 37 years with Spalding, but because of supply chain issues, the ball cannot be found at retail. Wilson's Amazon store site advises, quote, "We don't know when or if this item will be back in stock." Long before the holidays fuel demand, and as the World Series approaches, there are questions about servicing championship hot market sales. MLB Chief Revenue Officer Noah Garden says the league is significantly constrained and likely will be sold out of product quickly. Quote, "It's a challenge worldwide across industries with everything from supply of raw materials to the cost and difficulties of shipping," unquote. Jack Boyle, Fanatics co-president of global direct-to-consumer retail, insisted the supply chain hasn't adversely affected championship product yet. He says Fanatics will have a full assortment and quantities available consistent with previous World Series. The USOPC is working tirelessly to finalize details for athlete arrival in, departure from, and housing within Beijing for the upcoming 2022 Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games, though exact plans will be reliant on Beijing's COVID countermeasures that will be detailed and released later this month. Team USA expects to have around 240 Olympians in China, and almost half of that delegation will be traveling to Beijing from outside the U.S., which will require the USOPC to ensure proper COVID-19 testing protocols are available in the foreign nations from which athletes will be departing for the Winter Games. Hard to believe the Winter Olympics are just over 3 months away. The Seattle Kraken and contractor Mortensen received a certificate of occupancy from the City of Seattle for Climate Pledge Arena in time for the arena's first music event, a private benefit concert held Tuesday night featuring Foo Fighters and Death Cab for Cutie that drew 13,000 fans. The first regular season NHL game in the building will be Saturday when the Kraken host Vancouver. Finally, the Hornets announced plans to honor late Charlotte Observer writer Rick Bunnell, who covered the team starting in its inaugural season in 1988-89 until his passing this past June. The Charlotte Hornets Foundation has created the Rick Bunnell Memorial Scholarship that will award $10,000 annually to a journalism student enrolled at a North Carolina college or university. Starting with this season, the Rick Bunnell Award will be given annually to a Hornets player that best represents himself and the franchise in interactions with the media. Additionally, the Spectrum Center Media and Employee Entrance will be rebranded as the Rick Bunnell Media and Employee Entrance and will feature a photo collage of images from Bunnell's career. The Hornets will recognize Bunnell with a video tribute and a moment of silence at tonight's home opener against the Pacers. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.